Hey, we are back, and you are in the middle, the exact middle of a three-part episode series. Episode one was released yesterday, and we're all talking about relationship needs. So episode one was about understanding relationship needs, and we got into the weeds. Today, I'm covering emotional communication needs within the relationship. So if you're with it, stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Hey, this episode I am excited about. We are in the middle of a three-part series, as mentioned earlier. And this particular episode really and truly talks about the emotional needs that you have in a relationship. Those emotional needs requires communication, right? But they are essential. They are the hallmark and the key to the longevity and the level of health that your relationship is in. On the second phase, we are zooming in on emotional and communication aspects that makes our connection special. Now, just to kick things off, I want to do a deep dive into the emotional side of relationships. In relationships, we have our highs, and those are super amazing. We have our lows, and then we have our times when we're just coasting along, right? Well, things are just, you know, steady, stable, comfortable. And I'm not saying comfortable in the realm of just getting along. I mean, you are truly in a good space. When we are in relationships or even in the courtship phase, when we are looking for a connection and intimacy and looking for being able to be who we are, dealing with areas of trust and vulnerability, when we are seeking those things out, we are in touch with our emotional needs. Imagine those times in which you felt completely understood and completely cherished by your partner. Now, that is the magic of emotional connection and intimacy, which are the cornerstones of a strong relationship. When that intimacy is right and that connection is there, it really and truly seals the deal on your relationship. Once intimacy is challenged, I mean, other areas can be challenged as well, but once intimacy is challenged and that connection is fading away, you are really dealing with a relationship that is eroding. It doesn't mean that you can't get things back to where they need to be, but understanding the important emotional part that connection and intimacy plays in a healthy relationship. When you have that connection, you guys sometimes may have those inside jokes. They may know what that look is that when you glare at them across the room. You guys may have certain things that you know about each other without even having to express it based off of past experiences. Trust and vulnerability is also essential. They go hand in hand with fulfilling emotional needs. When you trust your partner enough to be vulnerable, it creates that deep bond that is extremely hard to connect. It makes it hard for outside influences and even other people to get in the middle of it. And if you know like me, we always have those tests that can come in the form of a friend, a former lover, a person that we are extremely, extremely close to, giving us advice that may not be the best type of advice. You know what I'm talking about. When you have those deep and strong connections as it relates to trust and vulnerability, it makes it a lot easier. It creates an environment that breeds longevity. Now, moving on to the communication part of it. We all know that in order for relationships to strive, you have to have communication. And a lot of people say that, but if your communication isn't right, then what are we really doing here? Yeah, you can have two people that communicate but don't know how to communicate with each other, right? So yes, you can have communication, but is it quality communication? While we unravel the importance of effective communication in relationship needs, I want to talk about two components. Active listening as one. Active listening is like a secret weapon for great communication. It means that you're not just hearing the words, hear me out, but you are truly understanding the feelings and the thoughts behind them. For example, if your partner comes in and expresses a concern about something that either involves a relationship or something outside of the relationship, be open and willing and be empathetic enough to listen to what they're saying, right? Try to empathize and sometimes just try to put yourself in their shoes. Active listening is key, and we all have had times where we just really needed someone to listen. We didn't need the answers to the problem, the solution from them. Sometimes we just need someone to listen. But what you get in active listening is you give a gift to your partner of understanding that you are there. Have you ever talked to someone and you're like, are you listening to me? Or you're like, they don't get it. Active listening can really and truly solidify the connection that you have with your partner. Now, on top of that connection and active listening, the other thing is that conflict resolution. Now, we have to face it. Conflicts happen. It is what it is. But effective communication can help you navigate through those tricky waters. It's all about staying calm, expressing your feelings, and seeking solutions together. Remember, it's we against the problem and not you against me. Sometimes conflict resolution requires you both to step back from the situation, not from each other. And maybe sometimes you may need space from each other, but mainly when conflict arises, you have to make a decision on whether or not is this the right time to even address it. You may be calm, but your partner's not. And your partner may be calm, but you're not. I used to be the type of person like, we need to nip this in the bud. We need to talk about it right now. That's how I used to be. But as maturity and time has gone on, I realized that some things don't necessarily need to be addressed right then and there. Maybe it's not the right time because of the environment. Maybe it's the right environment, but it's not the right time because in the next 15 minutes, the other person has to leave. They have an appointment to go to. You have to pick the right time to deal with conflict. It all has to do with the environment, their timing, right? Are you guys going to have enough time to discuss this uninterruptedly or uninterrupted? And you also got to check the temperature. Check the temperature. And sometimes that temperature could be lukewarm and you guys jump into that conversation. And then it goes all the way up. It starts escalating. Someone has to have the emotional intelligence to say, you know what? It's getting a little bit too heated. Let's park this and pick it up at a later time. Okay, so effective communication needs are essential. You need to be an active listener. You need to pay attention, have the emotional intelligence to realize that conflict resolution plays a crucial key. And lastly, I alluded to this about communication. We have to pay attention and understand which communication styles that we are taking on. You may be a person who has an aggressive communication style. You may have a person that has an assertive communication style. Identifying the communication style is just part one. The second part of mastering this is understanding that some situations, people change and they flip their communication style. An effective communicator is always an assertive communicator, but they may become passive aggressive in certain situations, right? Or they may be passive in certain circumstances. You have to be able to identify the communication styles and determine, okay, are we communicating the most effective way in order to hear each other, communicate with each other, love each other, and understand each other, as well as, like I stated in the last segment, deal with conflict resolution. So pay attention to these different communication styles. Assertive is always the best. That involves expressing your thoughts, feelings, and needs honestly and respectfully while listening to others. Any other style, in my opinion, is not productive. The next style is passive. Passive communicators tend to avoid confrontation and prioritize the needs of others over their own. They may struggle to express their needs or feelings. And then you have the aggressive communication style. This one I had to get over and work on is the aggressive communication style that involves forcefully expressing your needs and opinions while disregarding others' feelings and needs and perspectives. What that looks like is like, I don't care what you think about this, X, Y, and Z, right? The next is the passive aggressive communication style. This tactic or this style is when the person expresses their anger or frustration indirectly, often through sarcasm, backhanded compliments, or subtle digs. So if you find that you are employing anything other than an assertive style or your partner, it may be time to step back and reevaluate and maybe address the issue at a later time or date. So just to let you guys know, this again is a three-part episode. This is part two. If you missed part one, check it out. And part three will be up and available tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be talking about physical and social needs in relationships. All right. This is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.